Okay, what about the Ehren verb for to respect?
Respektieren.
Das war leicht, nicht? That was easy, wasn't it? Respektieren. So, how would you say, please respect the language rules? The language is die Sprache, and the rules are die Regeln. Fuse the two together, but drop the E off Sprache. You try it. Language rules.
Sprachregeln.
That's right. Sprachregeln. Another example of how German puts two building blocks together. And you're doing it yourself already. The polite command form, please respect, is very straightforward in German. Firstly say, you respect, using the polite Sie.
Sie respektieren.
Gut. Sie respektieren. Simply turn that around into respektieren Sie, and you have the command form. How would you now say, please respect the language rules?
Respektieren Sie bitte die Sprachregeln.
Respektieren Sie bitte die Sprachregeln. Prima. How about to concentrate? This is a reflexive verb, like two others Michelle Thomas introduced you to. What was to wash oneself?
Sich waschen.
That's right. Sich waschen. And to feel?
Sich fühlen.
Richtig. Sich fühlen. How you feel within yourself. Now, think of to concentrate as a reflexive verb too, because you focus your own mind. Take the English A-T-E ending away from to concentrate before you add the Ehren ending. So, to concentrate?
Sich konzentrieren.
Did you remember the reflexive sich in sich konzentrieren? Hoffentlich. Hopefully. I hope so. But note that in German the first C changes to a K. Konzentrieren. And the second C becomes a Z, pronounced Z. Konzentrieren. Now, remembering what happens to the word order when you stress something, how would you say, for German, one must concentrate?
Für Deutsch muss man sich konzentrieren.
Sehr gut. Für Deutsch muss man sich konzentrieren. Und die Sprachregeln respektieren. Getting the hang of it now? Here's another Ehren verb. What about to discriminate?
Diskriminieren.
Ja, diskriminieren. What about to integrate?
Integrieren.
Richtig, integrieren. Getting easier, isn't it? If you manage that, this will be noch leichter, even easier. How about to motivate?
Motivieren.
Richtig, motivieren. And to inspire?
Inspirieren.
Auch richtig. Also right. Inspirieren. So how would you say, a journey to Vienna will inspire and motivate me? Firstly, let's consider the word journey. If to travel is reisen, then a journey is...
Eine Reise.
Gut. Eine Reise. That's capital R-E-I-S-E. Remember to use the wird handle and the whole verb, the full verb, for the future tense.
Eine Reise nach Wien wird mich inspirieren und motivieren.
Ausgezeichnet, excellent. Eine Reise nach Wien wird mich inspirieren und motivieren. Now, try and guess to finance.
Finanzieren.
Perfekt. Finanzieren. With a Z. Z. Instead of a C, of course. And how would you say to reduce?
Reduzieren.
Genau. Exactly. Reduzieren. With a Z. So how would you say, I had to reduce the cost? The cost is die Kosten, which is plural.
Ich musste die Kosten reduzieren.
Ich musste die Kosten reduzieren. Remember, Michelle Thomas taught you that if to do something implies in order to do something, you must use plus zu and the full verb. My is meine, with a final E, when it describes the D word, Reise. So how would you say, in order to finance my journey?
Meine Reise zu finanzieren.
Gut. Meine Reise zu finanzieren. Let's put that together now. I had to reduce the cost to finance my journey.
Ich musste die Kosten reduzieren, meine Reise zu finanzieren.
Ich musste die Kosten reduzieren, meine Reise zu finanzieren. Well done. I hope the way the verbs rhyme is helping you. How would you say to criticize?
Kritisieren.
Genau, exactly. Kritisieren. Spelt K-R-I-T-I-S-I-E-R-E-N. On your imaginary holiday, politely ask your Viennese boss, Herr Klagemann, not to criticize your German. So, Mr. Klagemann, please don't criticize my German.
Herr Klagemann, kritisieren Sie mein Deutsch bitte nicht.
Herr Klagemann, kritisieren Sie mein Deutsch bitte nicht. To correct is tricky because this changes to korrigieren. That's K-O-R-R-I-G-I-E-R-E-N. Now, if Fehler are mistakes, how would you say, Mr. Klagemann, correct my mistakes, please?
Herr Klagemann, korrigieren Sie meine Fehler bitte.
Gut. Korrigieren Sie meine Fehler bitte. Okay. If to correct is korrigieren, can you guess to react?
Reagieren.
Sehr gut. Reagieren. In English we say to react to, but in German it's to react on. Reagieren auf. Just like warten auf, to wait on. We, of course, say to wait for. Using reagieren auf, let's ask how Herr Klagemann reacted to my request. In the past tense, all ihren verbs are totally consistent. Garantiert. When we dive into the past, the verb always reappears with I-E-R-T on the end, but without a G-E up front. For example, organisieren in the past becomes
organisiert.
Organisiert. Kritisieren becomes
kritisiert.
Kritisiert. Reservieren becomes
reserviert.
Reserviert. Und so weiter. And so on. Etc. And now reagieren.
Reagiert.
Gut. Reagiert. So, how would you say how did he react?
Wie hat reagiert?
Ja, das ist die Frage. Yes, that's the question. Wie hat reagiert? Now, let's go further and try how did he react to it? You may recall Michelle Thomas explaining that an and das contract to daran. Think of sich gewöhnen daran, to get used to it, and sich beschäftigen damit, to be occupied with it. So, if to react to is reagieren auf, how would you say to react to it?
Reagieren darauf.
Reagieren darauf. Richtig. And now, how did he react to it?
Wie hat darauf reagiert?
Wie hat darauf reagiert? Okay, here's another ihren verb, to inform.
Informieren.
Ja, informieren. And informed?
Informiert.
Gut, informiert. Let's try, I hope that you are now better informed. Starting with I hope.
Ich hoffe.
Gut, ich hoffe. Now, remembering that das triggers a vowel situation, sending the verb to the end, add that you are now better informed.
Dass Sie jetzt besser informiert sind.
Dass Sie jetzt besser informiert sind. And putting that together, I hope that you are now better informed.
Ich hoffe, dass Sie jetzt besser informiert sind.
Prima. Ich hoffe, dass Sie jetzt besser informiert sind. Now what about, thank you, everything was wonderfully organized. Wonderfully is wunderbar.
Danke, alles war wunderbar organisiert.
Richtig. Danke, alles war wunderbar organisiert. To amuse oneself in the sense of to enjoy oneself, have a good time, is another reflexive verb because you amuse yourself. Try to work it out.
Sich amüsieren.
Richtig. Sich amüsieren. So how would you say, did you enjoy yourself? Dive into the past using the Z form.
Haben Sie sich amüsiert?
Gut. Haben Sie sich amüsiert?